My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is Dirt and Sprague, brought to you by...
That's your imaging?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
We're stuck listening to a song while Swag goes pee.
No, yes,
TLC's not bad.
Cup of coffee.
I can always jam out to TLC.
That was not a full break.
You literally are the one that knows the break.
The numbers.
There's 6,127 students.
Right. Okay. Got to play the open. Right.
Which are last time. So that's 7,132
You got up during the break.
You did.
Knowing the break.
Yeah.
In time the break.
They had a report, too, so that cuts into the break. When you have a report, you know, come on, Swag. What are we doing?
Horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story. A monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
Might have to get back into something at the bottom of the hour that my co-host Brandon Sprague said earlier.
Oh, really?
What's up, boys? This is what I gotta say.
What do
today?
You gotta say today?
We're getting texts, and we'll read.
What did I say?
We'll debate. We'll have a conversation. Trust tree. We'll trust tree it up in about 10 minutes.
Let's
from now.
Do it.
Sadder story time, unfortunately, to P1 Corndog, who I met at the Mariner game this weekend, the Mariner Giants game, came and said, what up? So he loves Sadder story. I think we're going to let it go away in football season.
Yes.
It's just there's a lot going on.
It needs to hibernate.
It needs an off season.
So it's back in February.
So we'll bring it back in February.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe January.
Maybe January. Yeah.
After the college football national championship.
Yeah, we're in the NFL playoffs then, Swagger.
Yeah, in your NFL playoffs. It's, okay. A lot going on.
All right.
So this will be the last Adder story for a while. I will start. I actually have a story and a stat this time.
Oh.
I did it right.
Look at you.
I did it right.
It's not just two sports stories.
Look at that.
All right. Great.
Okay. Here we go. Your number is 59. 59.
Okay.
Is it the completion percentage of Penn State starting quarterback Drew Aller last year?
Ooh.
Or is it the age of a man who asked the store clerk to hand him, pick out a lottery ticket for me. I can't decide which one I want. Was handed a lottery ticket, proceeded to win $500,000 on that lottery ticket, and refused to tip the clerk.
I'm going to go stat here.
You're going to go stat?
He did not have a very good year.
Did not.
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I... Stat.
Stat.
Wait, before.
Yeah.
Are you talking a clean 59, no point anything?
There is the...
You're rounding?
We're rounding. You have to round for these things. You have to round for these things.
Okay, all right.
Double stat? Yeah. 59.9. So technically you round up to 60, but I just, whatever.
Well, you rounded wrong, but I'll take the correct
It's the same thing.
This guy had to be older.
He is not.
Oh,
Dirt Logic, well done. He is 55 years old.
Okay. Oh.
So let's talk about this. How would you
what
handle
state?
This? So he's in Michigan.
So they get taxed.
He shows up and he says he plays once a month, a scratch it. He's got $10 in his pocket. Once a month, he pops into a convenience store. Give me a scratch it. Give me whatever. He shows up to the convenience store, has $10 in his pocket. And he says to the man behind the counter, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know which one to pick. Like, just pick something for me. Hand me whatever. Here's $10. Pick out whatever one you want.
Hmm.
He hands him the $10. The guy's like, all right, here you go. Here's your luxury cash word ticket. He said, I don't usually play cash word tickets. Let's play this and have some fun.
There you go. 500 G's.
And he proceeded to win $500,000.
So he's bringing home 300 G's.
Does the store clerk deserve for picking the ticket and handing it to him?
5 G's.
Something.
5 G's.
So anything.
I'm giving him 5 G's.
3 G's.
Yeah. You're getting a G.
You got to give him a G, right?
Come on.
I mean, he picked the ticket.
They picked the ticket. They handed it to you. You won $300,000 after taxes.
Yeah.
You're not going to retire on that.
No, he said he's going to buy a new house and a new truck.
Okay.
Tells you how the market looks in Michigan.
Well, yeah, I've looked, actually. I've been curious.
$300,000? That's all it takes?
Yeah, give him 5 G's.
Yeah, I'm peeling off.
This is a Bush League move.
You
always tip on somebody giving you a ticket.
If you say, I want, or like, give me these numbers and my numbers win, or I want that ticket and that ticket wins, all right, whatever. You don't want to tip him that. But he handed you the ticket. That's on him. There you go.
Should I go next? I'll go next.
Okay.
Your number is 11. The number is
11.
Is Shohei Ohtani, statistically speaking, having what would have just been Barry Bonds' 11th best season? Or is it the age of a boy who had an ice cream stand in Massachusetts to raise money for his brother's hockey team to raise $20,000, had it shut down by the city?
This is a story.
I saw the stat. I know this. I saw the stat. This has been talked about this week. Stat. I think. Final answer.
What's
stat.
What's your final answer?
Stat. Dan? Final answer. Stat.
All right. Swag.
Story.
Dirt correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, the fastest to 40-40 and may get to 50-50. He is having, statistically speaking, just the best 11th offensive output season by one Barry Bonds, who is in the Pirate Hall of Fame, the Giant Hall of Fame.
Not in Baseball Hall of
Fame. But just recently said he has accepted he will never get into the Baseball Hall of Fame because that sport's done.
The consequences of your choices.
Okay.
Just like Jeff Bagwell did and David Ortiz did.
Ty Cobb in there.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Didn't he kill a guy during a game?
Pretty sure he did.
I'm going to murder you and then go pitch a strikeout.
The only guy in history to take off his skate and chase after him and get in a fight.
No, get this. So Danny Doherty is 12 years old in Norwood, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
He was bored and looking for something to do. So he wanted to help his brother raise money for their hockey team. So he started making homemade ice cream. And in the way that kids set up a lemonade stand, he sold ice cream. He had two flavors, or he had three, vanilla, shaved chocolate, and fluffernutter. And he basically, fluffernutter. Just reading the story.
Who came up with that flavor name?
Well, I think it's a peanut butter marshmallow.
Yeah, I get it.
Fluffernutter.
I get it, but...
That's a position in my
house. You like getting your nutter fluffered?
I hope so.
Big fan of that.
And on his first day, he raised $1,000. Enough people saw this and bought ice cream. He raised $1,000. However, the Norwood Board of Health and whatever shut it down. Town officials then received a complaint and said the 12-year-old was violating Massachusetts food code and going against state regulation. He said he was, quote, surprised and upset. I don't understand because there's so many lemonade stands and they don't get shut down. They took this story to local outlets, radio stations, newspapers, TV, and basically proceeded to get backing and support to the point where they made $20,000 in ice cream sales.
There you go.
For his brother's hockey team.
I'm glad that people stepped up. That's awesome.
Town officials received hate mail and death threats over trying to shut this game.
I mean, that's a little extensive.
A little
aggressive, but what are you doing here?
It's a little much, but yes, 12 years old, raising $20,000 for his brother's hockey team.
The power of the fluffernutter.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All righty, your number is 20.
20.
Is it the number of home runs Aaron Judge has hit this season in the first inning?
Okay.
Or is it the percentage of Americans who say Pinot Noir is their favorite red wine? It is National Red Wine Day.
Stat. What is he at, 50? What is he at, 52? 51. I don't think he hit one last night. You're telling me basically half stat of his home runs have come in the first inning this year? A more relevant stat would be how many of his 51 home runs would not be home runs if he played in a real baseball ballpark, you know.
The percentage saying Pinot Noir is their favorite. It feels, and this could be dirt logic.
That's a lot of first inning home runs, dude. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, you throw a fastball down the middle, he's going to swing.
He hits a 264 down the line.
A surprising stat.
I'm going to go story. Dirt logic story.
It is a story. Aaron Judge has hit 18 first-inning home runs.
That's still a decent amount.
That's an insane amount.
With Alex Rodriguez for the most in a single season, in a single inning. All time.
So one more first-inning home run, he has the record.
So one more. He has hit the most home runs in a particular inning in MLB history in a season. By far. The next highest is Roger Maris hit 15 in the third inning in his 1961 season. So, yes, today is National Red Wine Day. So grab a bottle or two. Enjoy yourself some. A recent survey amongst Americans, what was their favorite variety? Cabernet Sauvignon won with 22%.
That was number one, really.
Pinot Noir, 20%. Well,
I mean, I guess
that's mostly split. What they make in California. It's a lot of what they make out in Yakima Valley is cab. But yes, Pinot Noir, a close second at 20%. Zinfandel right behind at 19%.
Not that wine is not popular or it's died out. It feels like about 3 to 4 years ago, and maybe this is me in a sports bubble with the NBA, it felt like it had a real moment.
I think it did.
That was the pandemic and everybody was an alcoholic.
It's falling off.
A lot of truth to that.
Part of the survey also was how often
a bottle of wine a day during
how often
the pandemic,
do you drink
man?
Wine 13% of respondents only once a week a only 2% say they drink wine every day.
I'm glad you didn't end up getting fired in
we got out of the bubble, man. We made it out. What happened? A little groggy, huh? There you go. Sadder story.
I'm smoking weed every day.
you know, we don't. You got to do what
else am I doing today? Nothing.
You got to do what you got to do. I am a Pinot Noir guy, though. If I'm going for a red, I'm going for a Pinot Noir.
Oregon, Willamette Valley Pinots.
You guys love the big Pinot, huh?
I was at a winery recently, and I won't name names. I was a little frustrated with the size. I did one of their sampler things.
Yeah.
A flight.
You're only getting 1 ounce taste.
I know. That's
ridiculous.
The price of it and only getting it was like a sip, and I'm like, all right, thanks. And then they brought them out one at a time,
yes,
and it wasn't like put the whole flight in front of me so I can drink all of the flight.
They
brought them out one at a time, and
that's how they do it.
That's stupid. You know, what are we doing here? Do I just need to go get a box of Franzia on my own? Is that what you're telling me?
They want you to be there, they want you to, you know, ask the winemaker.
I mean, I was eating
stuff.
Dinner, I wasn't just drinking the wine, I was gonna be there, but I'd take a sip and I'm like, well, now I'm out of wine. Now I gotta wait for the guy to bring me more wine. There he goes. Statter story every Wednesday at 8:15.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.